Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Beginterlude. What do you guys think?
I love it.
You know what? I like it, but now I'm hearing
I think it's very
interlude.
Good.
Well, it is a big
the
interlude.
Beginterlude. Really stress that Beginterlude.
Beginterlude.
I teach a lot of Chinese children, so that just sounds like big to me.
Oh, well, I mean, we can't please everybody, can we?
This is
we
true.
Can try.
We're coming to you off the top today. There will still be a welcome to Dungeons & Dragons coming up, but we're coming to you off the top today because this is the arc finale. We want to say a big thank you to our Tiamat, Sean Howard.
Thank you, Sean.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Sean.
So much, Sean, once you listen
it's
to the episode.
Dang delight.
And if you don't already listen to End of Time and Other Bothers or Alba Salix, please do, because they're both super fantastic shows. End of Time and Other Bothers is another actual play. They use the Dungeon World game set, and they're hilarious. It's all improv. It's all super fantastic. And Alba Salix is a full audio drama, scripted audio drama that he and his partner Eli put together. So go visit them, otherbothers.com and albasalix.com. I'll link those down in the show notes again this week. Please go listen to them. If you're listening to this on the day it comes out, our special offer on Patreon will still be going on till the end of the day. So you still have a chance. It's not a chance. I mean, if you sign up for it,
you either do or you don't.
It's not a contest.
It's an immediate reward based upon your action.
It. Yep. If you sign up with us before, I think it's midnight tonight, you get the special exclusive sticker pack.
And that's at the $5 or higher tier if you sign up.
Yeah. And you can upgrade too. You don't have to be new. If you're already a patron, you just can upgrade and then you'll also get those dope stickers.
Dope ass stickers.
Damn straight. New and upgrading patrons at that $5 level and higher over on Patreon, where we've got lots of great stuff for you. Over 20 hours of bonus content, and that's growing every month.
Whoa, when you say it that way, that seems like a lot.
I know, it seems like a lot.
It's over 20 hours.
That's a lot of stuff.
That's awesome.
Another hour-ish every month. It's a lot of cool stuff over there.
Guys, we spend so much time together.
We really do. It's great.
That's nice. That's a nice way of
it's
looking
like
at
like
it.
Like each other.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit. We like each other and we like our patrons and we like you too. So hopefully you can come join us. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Special offer as the day you're listening to this being May 1st is still going on. And if it's after that, we still have Patreon and still lots of cool, great rewards that we want you to go check out there too. Now, it's the finale. What's the plan going forward? We'll try and sum this up quickly so we can get you to the episode. If you've already skipped, well, you're already at the episode. But if you didn't and you stuck through, I'll stop rambling. So going forward, we're going to take a little bit of a break. So we'll be back with regular episodes on June 5th. I know, it's 4 weeks.
That's only a month.
That's only a month. And you know what we're going to do is we're going to get together a sort of mailbag episode where we need your help. What can they do to help us, somebody?
Oh, they can totally write in questions or comments, reviews, pretty much just anything that maybe you'd like to hear us read.
And answer.
And we would love to do that on a mailbag episode to shorten that gap between when we're here and when we're not here.
Yeah, if there's any questions that you've been sitting on this entire time, send them our way. We'd love to answer them.
Or if you want to tell us all the things that we forgot to do that we should have done.
That's fine, too.
That's totally fine. It's how we learn. Well, it's how we hear and then forget.
Yeah.
We're doing our best. Hey, here's an important thing. What's the email address for people to send us those questions and thoughts and comments?
You know what? Just put it out into the atmosphere and we'll get it. We'll somehow just pluck it out of the ether.
But no. We could also just say the email address too.
I mean, we could do that too. dumbdragonpodcast@gmail.com. We love to get all your questions that you have throughout the season. What's coming next? We will not be revealing any spoilers, obviously, but if we can answer anything about the future, we will definitely do that. And any questions that arise during the finale.
And Russ, what's the Twitter handle in case anyone wants to get a hold of us that way?
At Dumb Dragon Cast. On Facebook, we're Dumb Dragon Podcast.
You can find us on the Facebook group.
The Reckless Play Guild.
So you can find us in a lot of places.
So many places.
And now we'll stop rambling and get you to the episode. Thank you for listening. We love you all. And we'll talk to you again very, very soon.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
In an instant, you see three glowing golden globes land at your feet. They explode, and an energy washes over top of you as you regain 70 hit points each and all of your spell slots as the earth begins to shake. And you hear a sickening roar. And Severin yells, "The time is now." As the snout of the largest dragon you've ever seen starts to come into the chamber. Light and fire pour into the temple of Tiamat. You see the red snout followed by the green and the black and the white and the blue pour in. Tiamat is here.
Your world has already ended.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons! We're a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast, and I am your Dungeon Master, your Russ Moore. I forgot my name. I was very, very flustered for a second there. With me today is Amy Moore!
But maybe not for long. And I play Thea Amastasia. You can take that however you want, because there's marital repercussions to what happens in the D&D game.
Also with me, Tom Laird.
Don't worry, Russ. I got your back.
Thanks, bud.
We're good. I play Flint Firebeard, but yeah, from the sounds of it, not for much longer.
And Carla Johnson.
I mean, we knew it was inevitable, guys. I mean, he's been saying it for
years.
It's
been stated time and time again.
I play Nulara Moonbrook for like maybe another 20 minutes or something. I don't know. We'll see.
Also with us, a very special guest who made a dramatic guest appearance at the end of last episode, from The End of Time and Other Bothers and Alba Salix, Sean Howard.
Hey, everyone.
Yay, ba-boo, ba-yay, ba-boo.
I was supposed to say something funny here. Yeah.
If you want to see that dramatic arrival of Sean, mostly us just kind of sitting around being like, when's Sean going
to
show up?
Definitely didn't have to wait 4 minutes. It's fine.
Well, it's funny because my phone switched into sleep mode where it turned on, like, don't send any notifications. Mm-hmm. So I'm just sitting here waiting.
You can go see that on our Patreon, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where we've got the recordings of all of these episodes up there for our lovely patrons to see. Plus, an episode gets dedicated to a patron every time. That was a weird way to say that, but I said it anyways. And today's episode is dedicated to Joshua Dixon.
Yay!
Thanks, Josh.
We love that dude.
Wow, what an episode to have dedicated to you. The one where we die, Josh.
This is an epic episode.
So thank you for your contributions. The podcast may or may not be over after this. We'll wait and see. No, we got new characters. It's fine.
It's gonna be okay. God.
If you want to join us on Patreon, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, that's where you can find it. Fuck it. Let's play D&D. You have been thrown backwards towards the wall and spires of the Temple of Tiamat. In front of you, you see the largest dragon you have ever seen. The five heads of Tiamat rise out of this portal in the floor, reaching up out of hell itself, climbing up and out towards you and the material plane.
Come to me, my children.
The wizards begin to float down and towards Tiamat. Severin, eye to eye with Tiamat in the air. The ones on the ground begin to move forward in reverence and fear a little bit, but mostly reverence, as they begin their trek towards and at the feet of their queen.
Tiamat slams her tail on the ground and eats fire.
Five on the ground, as quick as an eye, before they know what's happening, let out a muffled scream that is quickly silenced as they go down the gullet of the giant dragon. There are two remaining and Severin as well. Severin says, "My queen."
"Why?" "Wait, I'm still chewing." "I understand. Sacrifices need to be made."
And she eats the other two.
"With them out of our way, those red wizards, we will usher forth the dawn of a new world."
"Yes, we will. Bring me the mask, Severin."
He begins to float down and removes the five-colored dragon mask and lays it at the feet of Tiamat.
"We have collected this for you to bring power and to bring you into the material plane."
"You have done nothing. Nothing."
And she eats Severin like one of those cherry tomatoes in her largest maw, squirting juices across the room.
Being backed up a bit, she didn't want to get any of that honor. Can I back up a little bit?
You can do whatever you want.
I'm gonna be like,
does anybody else do anything?
I'm just gonna come over here, just like, you know, protect the clothes.
Protect the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else?
Can I cast a spell under my breath? Like, can I just?
Yeah, absolutely, you can.
Oh, I'd like to do that. I would like to cast Ice Storm.
Which is a level 4 spell.
Which is a level 4 spell. The dragon has to make a dexterity saving throw. I bet it does.
Don't talk to me. Talk to the dragon.
Oh, you're the dragon.
The red head moves down, down, down towards this strange elf-like creature. Pauses right in front as Thea finishes casting her spell and licks her lips, cocking her head.
Did my smell not work?
The spell leaves your hands but dissipates almost immediately.
Fuck!
"Would you like to try that again, child?"
Oh my goodness. Sorry, I'm just so shocked.
I'll give it Flint and Ilara, I'll give you one rebuttal here. Before
Don't let him eat me! Can I move? No, I don't want to move.
I'm gonna pick between two things, so I have to I'm just gonna roll a d4 to decide for myself. That was not a d4.
Yeah, good, do that.
Okay.
Her nostrils flare as she sniffs the scent of this elf.
She probably smells pee, because I'm pretty sure I just wet myself. You're like, urine.
Roll for pee.
Can I take my...
Successful.
Can I drink my potion?
Yeah, which potion did you have?
Glass
the
jelly?
Bee's knees, I think you had.
Glass jelly.
I don't know what it does, but I'm about to die, so I may as well... What am I saving it for?
Right.
Yeah.
Turns me into dragon food.
You uncork this jelly, you give it a sniff before you take it, and the ground begins to shake and it leaves your hands, and crashes down and shatters on your blade, bringing a glowing aura to it. As the oil of sharpness now gives your blade that you were holding +3 to attack and damage.
Nice.
So it was not what you were supposed to drink.
Right. Yeah. Well, I guess I didn't drink it.
It's like full circle there. Really good, though.
Yeah, it was.
I know. As soon as he said, like, it falls, I was like,
Russ. I know. I was ready to, like, take him out just for Carla. But not again!
All right. Is that what you're doing? Okay.
Can I see her do this and also slowly take a potion out of my satchel?
Yeah, but you can't drink it till your next turn.
I mean, yeah, at this rate, I might as well drink my last fun potion that I don't know what it does. All right,
what did you get?
The bee's knees.
A black and yellow swirling liquid. You pop the cork and drink it down quick. And you feel like you can move a super fast. Your muscles begin to vibrate as you gain haste. So your speed is doubled for 1 minute. You have a +2 to your AC.
Okay.
You have a advantage on dexterity saving throws, and you get one more action per turn.
See, this is what I thought Andre's Go Juice was going to do when I drank
right?
it.
Right? But this is the fucking bee's knees.
It really is the bee's knees.
I want a potion called the cat's pajamas.
Also, you know who needs another action? It's fucking Flint.
That's right. Yeah.
Right? I never wanted to play anyway.
What does Tiamat do as she sees these peons drinking?
She ignores them.
Just drinking juice.
Just sitting back
a
here like...
A second and a third head approach Thea. Nostrils flaring.
And what is your name, child?
Oh. Thea? Your Highness?
Correct.
You're so much more big and beautiful than I thought you'd be.
You do not appear to be part of the cult.
Well, I hold up... Wait for it. I hold up my Cult of the Dragon amulet, which I totally fucking have in my treasure.
Oh, good. You are dessert.
And with that, she attacks.
No, no!
As Tiamat opens her giant jaws to move towards Thea... Thea, you get first action.
Oh, fuck. Thea goes, fuck no! I want to drink my fucking potion, because everyone else seems to. It's hidden talents.
Okay.
This seems empty, but I'm going to drink it anyway, because it feels full.
You see the jaws moving towards you. You quickly pop the cork and down it, and you disappear.
I do believe I have true sight.
Oh, you can still see me?
Just checking.
Yep.
Nothing I do work.
What are you doing on your real action, little elf?
Fuck.
Tiamat sees through your bullshit.
So now your friends can't see you, but Tiamat can see you.
Nothing, right?
And Flint and I are like, what the fuck? Because she just disappeared.
No, guys, I'm still here. So sorry. Okay, I'm going to, you're a creature from hell. I'm going to throw some sun on ya. I'm going to cast Sunbeam. So I take out a magnifying glass.
It's a novelty-sized magnifying glass.
The biggest dragon we've ever seen.
Throw fucking like, big. And a beam of brilliant light flashes out in a 5-foot-wide, 60-foot line. Tiamat has to make a constitution saving throw.
It's probably low con on Tiamat. No problem.
Probably.
That's a 15. Russ?
Doesn't work!
I choose for it to work, Russ.
Oh, fuck yourself. Okay, you take half my damage, and you aren't blinded. Fine. You're going to take half of my 68.
And it's a concentration, so you got that for up to 1 minute.
Yes, I do. 29 damage, so half of 29 is, you do the math.
14 radiant damage.
And can I move?
I would advise it.
I want to. I want to move. Thea moves.
So you basically move just outside the giant jaws as they snap closed. Flint, it is your turn.
So that was the red head that was in front of Thea?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to run over and attack that red head of Tiamat.
Oh, hello, little one.
What's up? Would a 26 hit?
That would hit.
All right. So that is 26 damage, 10 of which is cold damage.
I have to ask if it's a magical weapon.
From a magical weapon, yes.
26. What did you say about cold?
10 cold.
Yeah, I believe I have immunity to that. Okay.
All right, you got three more attacks there, Flint.
Yeah, it's going to continue onward here. That's a 28 that time.
Yep.
28 damage on that one, 8 of which is cold.
That's perfect.
Do you need me to break it down for you, or do you just want the full number?
Cold, he's immune to cold.
It's perfect.
Oh, okay. All right. Then I'll just stop rolling cold damage then. That saves me rolling extra dice. All right, third attack. That's a 37.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sorry, 31.
I was going to say, how did
did a little bad math there. Yeah.
Still really impressive.
It was insane. I narrowly missed a crit. All right, here we go. So that's 23 damage without any cold. That was a good one. It's full damage. And final one. Ooh, that's not going to cut it. Don't worry about it.
Your swings go up and they strike into the neck and the face as Tiamat is almost taunting you. They hit, the cold disperses. Where normally it would absorb into your target, it seems like it almost falls off.
Tiamat's red head lifts and responds with a cone of 90 feet of flame centered right on this little dwarf.
Seems fair.
It's tit for tat.
Yep. So you, whoever's caught in the 90-foot cone, Russ, is going to have to make a DC 27 dexterity saving throw.
That's going to be Flint, and new Lara is going to probably catch that cone as well.
Oh god, 90 feet, that's huge.
Apologies.
That's okay. Dex save?
Dex save, DC 27.
Okay.
Alright.
I also have advantage on saving throws against dragon shit. I'm just... All this
That's
stuff.
That's handy to have.
Just dragon shit. So that is a 19, and that is a 13. So 19.
It's a 20 for me, Russ, but it wasn't crit or anything.
Sorry, everyone. It's 26d6.
What?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
That seems like a few.
That's 76.
Okay.
Fire damage. That erupts from Tiamat's maw and rolls out onto the ground in front of you, engulfing you both.
Oh my goodness. Cool.
As that happens, a beam of radiant light emerges through the cracked open wall, and on a hippogriff, in flies Lady Laryl Silverhand. She's like, the fuck are you guys doing?
We did a bad thing.
Maybe you should have shown up a round ago.
I'm cooking my dinner.
From her, she casts magic missile at level 9.
Yes, damn. Yeah, she does.
I don't get a saving throw on that.
No, that's no save. That just happened. So that's 11d4 plus 11. And that is 34... magical force damage as all of these bolts fly out and strike into Tiamat's broadside. She flies in and begins swirling around the perimeter.
Tiamat roars. And one of her heads, the black head, dashes out and basically goes to bite her, hopefully right off whatever she's flying on.
Yeah, that's probably going to happen.
But unharming the hippogriff?
But unharming the hippogriff, because I don't hurt hippogriffs. So that is a 22.
You hit her.
So that is a bite. So that is 14, 19, 20, 22.
You see the blackhead strike out at her as she swiftly tries to move around. She is knocked clean off of the hippogriff and falls to the ground. Her skin begins to boil from the acid of this bite. The hippogriff panics and begins flying quickly around the roof of this building. New Lara.
Okay. I say Contigo. So my animated armor animates, and that gives me a +2 to my AC.
Yep.
Then, as a bonus action, I cast Hunter's Mark, which will give me an extra D6 damage, which isn't much, but I'll take what I can fucking get. And then I'm, what one's closest? Red?
Black? Red? You may have whatever head you want, child.
Yeah, whatever head's closest, which I feel like is the red one, I am going to attack with Dragon Slayer.
Okay.
The aptly named Dragon Slayer, prepare to die, Tiamat, from this one attack. Not really. 18.
I'm afraid that's not hit.
Yeah, of course it's not. Of course it's not.
But I know that blade.
I'm going to try again, because of course I am. Okay, it's 28.
That's a hit.
Okay. Well, buckle up, my friends, because my time has come to shine. Dragons are the only things that I get lots of damage against, so.
Yeah, you do.
What's with all those dice? It's not 26.
Shake those dice.
26 plus 14 is 38?
40.
Okay. Yeah, so 40 then.
Tiamat hisses, and all the heads turn to all focus.
You will pay for that.
Well, now. Okay, I'm gonna like move, I guess. Should move.
I immediately react, and one of those heads hisses forward to bite Lara in the face.
Oh, in the face. That's some pretty dexterous biting from the size of this head.
It'll be the blue head, 19 to hit, 25.
Fuck. I mean, obviously that hits.
14. And then 46 of lightning damage, unless you're resistant to that. But I have to subtract 15, so.
Which I'm pretty sure we all are.
Nothing. Nothing from the lightning damage because you guys got to round two. So just 14 damage from the bite, Nulara.
Oh, I mean, my face is probably gone, but okay. Well, Donnie is not going to take that. Donnie is not going to use his breath weapon because what the fuck good would that be against a dragon? None good. None good damage.
None good?
So I guess Donnie, the love of my life, is gonna try and bite Tiamat.
Yeah, he is.
Is Donnie considered a magical weapon, Russ?
No.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, God, look at Russ's face.
So that is a 14, which is obviously not a hit. Oh, Donnie, I love you so much.
So Donnie flies forward trying to bite at this gargantuan dragon in front of him.
This multi-story high dragon.
He's like a terrier, man. He's like...
Someone get this thing away from me! Control your dog!
And I know that doesn't hit either, but he had to try. He wouldn't not try.
It is the end of Donnie's turn. Any rebuttals?
Not for Donnie.
Aww.
And then it is the start of Tiamat's turn.
I'm cruel, but I'm not that cruel.
We just saw you eat worshippers.
But he probably would. She would probably. Like, it is a cute, like, little dragon.
Right? Baby dragon. Like,
it's like Shuma yeah. Way.
It is the time of dragons, after all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Maybe we just call it a day on this dragon bullshit then and go be better than this.
I will eat you all.
Okay, good. Guys, she's gonna go eat us all. Just thought you should know. Gonna go park the car. Tiamat, you're up.
I'm afraid Tiamat is very focused on a certain new Lara. And Tiamat charges forward with two claw attacks and her tail spinning around to spear new Lara through her center. I will roll all three.
I'm gonna die, you guys. Just so you know, I'm about to die.
That is a 23 to hit.
Mm-hmm, that'll do it.
That is a 43.
43?
Oh,
and
what?
A 24.
I mean, obviously those all hit. Yeah.
Okay. So that's 15 from the first claw, 9 from the second claw, and 6 from the tail.
So just a cool 30.
That's
Don't worry
fine.
About
I'm
it.
I'm so close to dying, you guys.
You should already be dead. What is it with you? Severin was nothing.
I see a yell from behind. Severin was a pussy.
I actually agree.
Two of the heads turn around. Theo.
Tiamat's heads turn to face you, Thea, as it is your turn.
Hey, it's me.
Hey, guys, it's me, Thea. Remember me from last round?
You have two dragon heads that come swooping around and are back in front of you.
Okay. So, sorry. None of my spells will work unless it is level 7. Not even my cantrips. Who knows what level those are?
Levels. You need to be level 7 or higher.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Guys, it's not going to go well for
Guys,
us.
Guys, I am not a high enough spellcaster. Okay, well, I've got to keep... I'm going
to
create...
We'll all just wait for you to figure out what you want to do, little elf.
I'm going to create a new line of radiance, so I blast again with my magnifying glass, a beam of sunlight. Ugh. Do you save on your constitution
right.
saving?
Yeah, I'm afraid I save.
Yeah, pretty sure you do. Okay, so 10 radiant damage.
You see some of the scales bubble on her?
Good, yeah. Bubble, baby. Okay, I'm done. I'm gonna move, though.
Oh, yes. Run, elf, run.
I am.
You begin to run away from Tiamat as the open maw of the Dragon Queen follows behind you.
Guacamole is also going to fly her 60 feet.
All right. Guacamole, who you might not have noticed, you probably noticed, but just didn't really pay attention. A giant snowy owl swoops into your peripheral there, Tiamat.
We have room for owls in our new dragon world. But no elves. Or dwarves. Or humans.
Tiamat's green head turns to follow the elf as the other heads turn towards the dwarf. And the green head emits a cone of poison 90 feet trying to catch the elf for us. You can decide if it catches her or not.
The poison cloud will catch you.
Well, that kills the elf. I will focus on the other two.
A giant green cloud fills the room, blocking the light around where Thea is. Uncertain if she has killed the elf, she turns back to focus towards Flint and New Lara.
Okay, so there's several heads that are currently looking at me?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's just start attacking them. Are you still immune to cold, Tiamat? Is that still a thing that's happening?
I believe it is.
Okay, all right, first of four attacks. That is a 30.
That is a hit.
Perfect. I get to reroll that damage because it was a 1. So that is 21 points of damage on that one.
Only 4,000 more to go.
Second attack. That is a 27.
That is a hit.
Followed up by 17 points of damage. Third attack. I don't think this one's going to cut it. 21?
She catches your sword in her mouth and spits it aside.
Sure. Makes sense. Fourth attack. Critical 20.
With what weapon?
With what weapon? He spit your sword aside.
What? When did
he
that
just
happen?
Said it.
He just said it. He said cool.
Oh, sorry. I did not hear that.
No, it wasn't actually cool. I was lying.
Yeah, that doesn't sound cool. I guess I'll grab a secondary weapon, like I still got my battle axe.
Tiamat grabs your sword and spits it to the side, grinning back at you as you swiftly grab your axe and come down with this crit.
Let's do that then. All right, 24 damage on that one. And Russ, I'm going to bonus action a second wind and recoup some HP.
Do it.
So that is an extra 23 hit points.
Wow, this lovely dwarf is healing himself. Tiamat brings her black head down right in front of him, lines it up, and emits a 120-foot line of 10 feet wide acid.
You engulf Flint, but that would be the only one that you hit.
Okay. Unless you are also immune, Flint.
I am not.
You need to do a DC 27 dex saving throw.
Ah, man, see, like, I think it's got to be a crit or I fail it. Like, nope. Actually, you know what? I'm going to indomitable this and reroll a failed save.
Go for
because,
it.
I mean, why not? Crit fail. Oh, so that's well, a good reroll followed by a 9. So nope.
Okay, sorry.
15 D8 minus 15.
That's 48 acid damage. A revolting and vile smelling acid comes pouring out of the nostrils and mouth of this dragon, engulfing you. Your skin boils and burns as it engulfs you entirely. And you are standing in a pile of acid.
Tiamat's eyes widen when Flynn is still standing.
What do I have to do to kill you?
Try harder, I guess?
As Lady Laryl Silverhand stands up off the ground.
Right, you're still here.
I'm still here. I have regrets.
Yeah, well, don't we all? Join the regret club.
She stands up, and you see her eyes glow, and she says, stop. And Tiamat and the air freeze in place. And she says, we don't have a lot of time. What can we do?
Oh God, well, we can chop her up right now.
We have exactly 6 seconds.
Well, fuck. Do you have any, like, potions you can give my friends over here? Is there...
Yeah, just, like, what's a game plan here?
Do you have any dragon sling arrows? Do you, like...
Can you signal everyone outside?
She calls the hippogriff down. And it lands beside her. And she says, move fast and bring many. And it flies out and leaves. Nulara, you get... a turn before this spell.
Dope.
So okay. Tiamat is frozen in place until your turn is over.
So can I just, can do damage?
You can just do damage.
Fucking yeah. Sweet.
Still has resistances and stuff, but yeah. And immunities. Okay.
41 damage on the first.
Damn.
A scratch.
Hey, you're frozen. Quiet, you.
Who's your thoughts of Tiamat?
Oh, God, she can get in our heads? No.
31 on the second. And since Donnie goes on my turn, he's gonna go bite her. Because he can. Donnie. 23 piercing damage.
I don't believe his bite is magical.
Donnie goes up to the face of one of the dragon heads and starts scratching at the eye of the red dragon. As Tiamat unfreezes on your turn.
Immediately, Tiamat casts Frightful Presence on, what is the lady's name?
Lady Laryl Silverhand.
And on Nulara.
to DC 26 wisdom saving.
Yes.
Oh my god, these saves are insane. Oh,
okay.
But like, I believe in you, Carla.
I have advantage on saving throws, but let me just... What happens when you have double advantage? Do I get to roll four
still
times?
Still just advantage.
Oh, double secret information.
Hunter's Mark also has advantage, and I have
Lady
advantage.
Laryl fails.
I mean, obviously.
She is frightened.
What was it? Wisdom?
Yep.
And there's literally no way I can not fail this, but 15.
Tiamat looks down to you, New Lara, and to Lady Silverhand. And all five heads let out the most enormous roar yet. The walls shook. And you feel the need to run.
And then Tiamat basically pounces on Flint Firebeard. Claw, and trying to tail him right through his body.
Trying to rip you a new one!
So that's a 36 to hit?
Barely.
It's a 34 to hit and a 28 to hit.
Yeah, those all hit. Russ, I should have got some better armor for this fight.
I gave you a lot of downtime before this, guys. I'm just saying.
You know we don't use downtime well.
We just go get drunk and like...
Now, all of TMS attacks are considered magical, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
29 damage.
Two huge crushing blows come down on top of you, and you feel your skin rip as Tiamat's tail knocks you hard into the ground.
And Tiamat stands up like,
well, that should do it.
I just kind of dust myself off.
Thea.
Yeah?
The cloud of poisonous gas is dissipating around you.
I go. And I look her straight in her eyes. How long have we been fighting for?
This is round one, three. Two, three. So like 18 seconds?
Oh, fuck. Can I hold a concentration spell while also casting, like, an abjuration spell?
No.
Conjuration spell?
It's also concentration.
Fuck. I'm fucked.
You know that's trouble when fuck has two syllables.
That's not a good sign.
Well, you know, I'm like, okay, there's one thing I can do that can create damage to this creature, like the one of my spells. But that stops me from casting any of my other spells.
Yeah, but if you can guarantee some damage, I think that's better than not guaranteeing damage.
Yeah, that's true. All right. I had cool things, but it's just, you know, we're probably going to fight for more than a minute. I'm going to shine my my super cool sleuth tool in your face for a brilliant beam of sunlight, and you need to make a constitution saving throw.
I pass.
I thought you might. So you can take half of my 68 radiant damage. 35. I'm going to say, take that, asshole. And I'm going to move. How well do you think I could throw something for Guacamole to catch?
I mean, Guacamole still has 60 feet of movement.
Can she just come to me and I can just give her something?
Sure.
I'm going to hand her my ring of spell storing. And I'm going to whisper, take this to New Lara. Anyone can cast the spells on the ring of spell storing.
It's true. Does New Lara know what's in the ring of spell storing? Because sometimes you don't.
Sassy.
I will shout them to her.
Okay. You give Guacamole, so her full movement is getting to you, so she is now at you, so she has to still wait probably 10, three 20, turns to
no,
get to
30,
her.
No, 30. 30 feet gets her to me, and then she can move back to where she is.
Okay.
Haha.
She still has to fly over.
Oh, little elf, let's see how well you breathe lightning.
Not at all.
And Tiamat responds to the attack with a 120-foot line, 10 feet wide, lightning strike aimed at Thea.
Fuck.
10 feet wide.
That's real wide.
That is a DC 27 dexterity saving throw, Russ.
Why didn't we all become monks? That would have been really smart.
Great question.
Okay.
So dexterous.
Well, I'm sorry, Flint. Tom, it's like you're a monk. You get 7 attacks.
That's true.
I mean, I get a lot of attacks.
Was this an attack or was it instantaneous?
It's a saving throw. So you have to make a saving throw.
It's like, I guess my cloak means nothing.
No.
That true sight thing probably trumps your cloak anyway.
It does.
Fucking true sight.
Oh, God.
Fucking dragons and their fucking amazingness.
Fucking legendary.
Can I be a dragon
dragons.
Next time? Because, like, they're rad as hell.
Yeah. But did we have the option of playing as a dragon?
Right? You can all be dragons in my new world.
Well, I have +1 to my saving throw. So
that'll help.
Yeah.
You gotta make it 27.
That'll totally make 27.
So
I can't even get a 27.
No, you can't. You fail.
It was a 17. I was only 10 off.
So I believe the whitehead lightning. What's that? No, it's cool. Which one's that? Bluehead lightning is a 16
d10. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
I got 99.
I would also like to say this is the first time I've taken damage, and it's almost murdered me.
Out of this blue dragon's mouth, a burning hot lightning rains down upon you, bolts coming to and from, and your skin begins to burn. Welts and boils begin to appear. Your cloak, holes get torn through it. You fall to your knees.
Oh, God!
You look up and you see the smiling face of this blue dragon in front of you. It is Flint's turn.
Cool. All right, I would like to drink one of these like life essence potions that we got.
Yeah.
That you didn't tell us what they actually did, but I'm going to roll the dice
on
this one.
So you pop the lid of life essence. And you regain 10d4 plus 20 hit points.
Okay. So that is 27 plus 20, so 47 hit points of damage?
Points of health?
Yes.
Are you damaging
the reverse of damage?
I'm saying, you're giving something to yourself. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. I'm done. Peace.
See you guys later. It was
fun. See you in the afterlife.
I guess no better time like the present to just keep hacking away.
Let's go, little man.
Let's do this. All right. First one is a 29.
To hit, yes.
19 points of damage. Second one is a 31.
That's a hit.
12 points of damage. Bad roll. We're doing it. Third one is a 27. I can't remember if that hits or not.
That's a hit.
Okay. It's 15 points of damage. And fourth and final is a 29 again.
That's a hit.
Reroll that damage. So that is 21 points of damage.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, pieces of her scales are starting to fall off. She's dripping ichor, and she brings her red head right over Flint and releases a 90-foot cone of roaring flame. It just holds it over him, trying to roast the little thing alive.
I mean, that seems fair.
So that is a DC 27 dexterity saving throw.
I mean, I'll try again. Ooh, it was a 17 on the base roll. That's not bad. Hey, another 17.
Consistency is key.
Right over top. Yeah, New Lara, you're going to be in that splash zone.
Cool. Great, I love it. Thanks so much.
I mean, could I have moved maybe 10 feet to one direction? Maybe less than that.
So, Rusty, you want to roll 16d8 for me? No, sorry, that's wrong. It's 26d6 for fire.
Oh, I guess I get to try to save, though.
Yeah.
You can do this.
Not that time. Only a 24. And that one's worse. It was worth a shot, though.
Worth a shot.
Tiamat opens her mouth in a blanket of fire. Pours down on Flint and catches Nulara, and 94 fire damage is dealt.
Cool.
And Nulara falls to the ground, unconscious.
Oh god.
Finally, one of you falls to my might.
Hey, question. How dead do I have to be really dead? Half?
Half.
I'm really dead.
No!
Like, actually dead?
I'm really actually dead. I totally started crying.
Oh,
my goodness. I kind of knew it was going to happen, but I didn't think I'd, like, be so upset.
The flames pour out on top of Flint. He has no hair left. His skin and armor is beginning to melt together. The flames roll out and strike Nulara, and she lets out a scream. Her clothes light on fire. She falls to her knees, and she, in a charred mess, falls to the ground.
I hate this game, you guys.
Lady Laryl Silverhand's turn is up, and she sees this from across the way, but she's frightened of everything that's happening right now.
It's fair.
And she turns and runs. She doesn't know where she's running to, but she is running away from Tiamat now. She gets to save. Try and save again.
DC 26, wisdom.
That's a 23, yeah. She continues to run away. It is, or was, Nulara's turn. Donnie watches as the flames roll out and hit Nulara, his best friend. And he turns and eyes up the enormous dragon queen, not thinking about what damage he will cause, but only seeking vengeance.
Okay, well, then that's what Donnie's gonna try and do. He's gonna fly up and try and bite one of the moving heads. Like, he's being irrational. That is a 25, which isn't enough, I don't think.
That's a hit.
Oh, Donnie. Okay. So that is 10 damage, 10 piercing damage. He's going to try again. And he is going to fail.
He got that 10 damage, though?
Yeah, he did. And then I think he just, like, flies back down and just, like, kind of collapses, lays beside Nulara's body.
It's Tiamat's turn.
Tiamat snarls and goes to bite Flint to swallow him.
You will join me in my lair.
That's a 30 to hit.
Yep.
This bite, are you going to just gulp and swallow, or are you going to chew?
She's going to bite him.
Okay.
Wants to make sure he's dead first. 9. Oh my god. 10, 11, 12, minus 5, negative 3. You get 3 health.
Sweet! A healing bite.
So that doesn't do anything. Wait a minute. 46. I rolled right that. 46 minus 15. This is even harder. I literally do 0 damage. She caresses Flint with her tongue, letting him know what's coming.
Thea, you are on your knees. Burnt. You look up and you see Nulara fall. She, from what you can see, is clearly dead. Flint gets licked in the face.
I'm gonna save this one for later.
What do you do?
He is super fucking confused. I take out my life essence and I drink it.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna die yet.
Sorry, do I have to be completely silent now because I'm dead?
No, you do not.
10d4 plus 20. You gain back. 48.
It's pretty
good.
That's
better than I got
last
time.
There's a lot of fours in there.
Yeah, okay.
Only a couple ones.
Yeah.
Make it big.
I'm going to run. No, I'm not just gonna run.
Why didn't we think of that from
the
get-go?
Sorry. I'm going
to
run.
All the way to Silvery Moon.
I'm running towards a fucking dragon.
Okay.
And as I run and I hit my last step, I open up my Tome of Thunder step. I say, Funda Funda Malu Amat Mak Uro. And I transport myself over to where Flint is. And Tiamat, she will take 3d10 thunder damage, or half that con saving throw.
22? Does that say 22?
Yes. Yes, it does. So you'll take half of my 3d10. So that's 10 damage. 10 thunder damage. Thunder booms out 300 feet away.
So you take 5.
So not much. But now I'm putting myself by Nulara. Right there.
Any rebuttal?
Yep. Where is she?
She is.
Good luck finding me.
She is beside Nulara's charred remains.
Oh, the one who thinks she's invisible.
Her white head tracks the invisible Thea and releases a 90-foot cone of cold over in her direction. This is the start of a new round, right?
Yes, sir.
I wish I had a reaction.
Well, you can say something if you want to.
That is a DC 27 dex save.
Go fuck yourself. That's what I say.
Yeah, DC 27 dex.
Well, an 18 plus 2 is 20.
I mean, it's a very good roll.
It's a great roll.
It's a good roll.
It's
roll
16d6, Russ.
It's just not good enough.
16d6?
No, d8, sorry. 16d8 cold damage.
All right. Well, just when you give them hope.
Yeah, that would have been no problem.
Yeah, because the 16d6 was full of hope.
Could be a lot of ones.
Please be a lot of ones.
That applies to any dice roll, Russ.
67, as a blizzard enters the room, your skin, which just healed, is now freezing. You feel it in your extremities cut down to your bones as your flesh begins to freeze.
You are next, little one.
Flint.
Well, is there any sort of, like, crazy dwarven, almost dead rage that I can channel?
I mean, you probably still have one of those other good healing potions.
I mean, I would have thought we would have split them three ways, but if Amy already had one, maybe I did.
No, not
one.
That one, just the other one.
Yeah, we also got 3 rare healing potions.
Yeah,
sorry,
the other
I'm dead. This is me from beyond the grave.
Take
your potion.
Yeah, I still do have an uncommon healing potion.
WWND.
Uncommon.
What would Nulara do?
And probably a rare.
Or I've got an uncommon and a rare. Oh yeah, rare is much better. Okay. Well, yeah, I'm gonna drink this rare healing potion. And
okay.
Pray for the gods a lot of fours show up. Well, that's a couple threes. I'm on board with that. So, 29 hit points coming back at me. I mean, I could survive one more round. Who knows?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, I'm going to do my four attacks. It's all I've got left at this point. So that's 34. I think that's going to be okay.
I believe that's a hit. Yeah.
15 damage on the first one. That is a 29.
That's a hit.
It's 19 hit points of damage. This one is another 31.
That's a hit.
That is 17 hit points of damage. And fourth attack is a 28. And that is 19 hit points of damage. And you know what? Just for shits and giggles, we're going to action surge and throw
Why not?
Might as well use it before the inevitable happens. So that is a 30.
That's a hit.
21 hit points of damage.
She brings her red head right over Flint, the flame starting to boil out, and goes,
"It was good while it's...
And she screams as her whole body begins to cave in on itself, screaming, the head spiraling around, and she's trying to launch her fire attack, and it just engulfs her in a roar of flame as she's sucked back into the pool.
What?
The light and the fire and the heat in an instant after your barrage of assault extinguishes. You're left in a silent room. You and Thea and Lady Laryl Silverhand look upon the rubble and the wreckage. And you hear the fading sounds of battle coming from outside the temple of Tiamat. The view pans down to New Lara, curled up, and it flashes to an untouched blade. The eyes glow a deep, dark red. And then suddenly, before anyone sees, they go out.
She said, "Oh, good, you are dessert."
No, no.
And with that, she attacks.
God, I thought she was just going to eat me.
It was like, you do. And I was like, God, that's how it goes, hey? I mean,
real baller move.
I know, right?
Queen, well, fine, I guess.
I'd be like, I'm going to go watch TV.
Everybody, roll for initiative.
Fuck.
Oh, that's a 19. 19. You're gonna... Sorry, I'm screaming at you. I don't care. It's the last episode. I don't care.
I get it.
8. Wait. Plus, I don't even know what. Hold on, give me
plus,
a sec.
Plus 27.
Yeah, it's probably 35.
I only...
No, look at that.
No.
I don't get a dex bonus.
No. It's an 8.
Good to know.
Only 13 for me.
17 for me, Russ.
Weird.
Oh my god, yes. It is my time. Not that any of my spells fucking work. I'm the most useless person in this room right now. Well, I'm going to cast a fucking level 7 spell. Thea goes fuck no and and casts.
I'm gonna say wait.
Oh,
because you can cast anything at a level 7.
Oh, I can.
I'm just saying.
Oh,
that's the only help you're gonna get.
Thanks, Thanks, man.
Aside from putting oil thing on the blade.
Right. Okay, this is the only, everybody gets one help during this. That's yours. You got the oil thing.
Flint,
you got one.
Okay.
Okay. So I take out a magnifying glass.
It's a novelty-sized magnifying glass.
The biggest trailer we've ever seen. She's like,
it's real fucking big. Yeah.
Was that 10 additional cold or 10 of the 26 was cold?
10 of the 26 is cold.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I have a lot of things to track over here.
This is good. No,
go ahead.
You're fine.
I could barely do the math for what I should my attack should be, so I'm not one to judge.
And she does something fantastic, hopefully.
Yeah, come on, Lady Laryl Silverhand.
Yep.
I mean, I have advantage on dex saves, but I don't think I could roll a 27 even if I crit. So like,
yeah, if I had rolled a 19 or a 20, I would have saved it, but that's it. That's the only.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, but I mean, last time, poof.
Well, that's because they were targeted.
My watch, just sit, take a pill.
That's good advice for right now.
It's time to breathe, God. Siri says.
I wish I had more beer.
My face is so red.
I know,
guys.
Me too. I'm like, I'm sweating so much.
I know. I should have worn a t-shirt. I'm really regretting my outfit choice to
I
die.
Didn't know.
Well, I can't secretly text you if you have your notifications on.
Sorry.
I just thought he was getting a random text, and then I looked at Russ, and I can totally see him holding his phone. Like, I'm on to you.
It's not at all sneaky.
I'm on to you,
it's
Rushmore.
Flint, unless there's any rebuttal, Flint.
There is no rebuttal. Oh, wait, this is a new turn.
This is a new turn.
Oh. Well, in that case, allow me to rebut. Fuck.
It would.
But I'm poison resistant.
If you're
that doesn't mean you're immune.
It's a DC 27 con.
Wait, no, hold on.
Yeah,
I think
I'm immune.
Right?
Wait for it. I think I'm
pretty sure you're immune. Flint's resistant.
Yeah.
My soft human flesh is not resistant.
Immunity.
Well, that will take care of the elf.
Which one? Immunity.
Well, that takes.
Immune to poison.
That's not gonna help, sorry guys.
It's okay, that's what this episode's gonna be called.
That's not gonna help.
That's not gonna help.
Sorry guys. I feel like I'm looking at my entire spell list going, well, that's not gonna help.
Yeah, totally.
Sorry guys. I am going to.
Can you scroll up just for a second? You're good. Keep going.
Not at all.
I don't think that's a good sign, Amy.
Russ and Sean both have these like shmarmy little grins on their faces.
Don't be giving him secret information about my spell sheet.
He's trying to help you against my better judgment.
Sean, don't help me. It's okay.
Thanks,
it
Sean.
Might be the day.
You will join me in my lair.
That came out more sexual, nice.
Yeah.
Like a real booty call from Tiamat.
I bet all her stuff is covered with like this anti-slip coating.
Totally.
How does that even happen?
You ain't putting kid gloves on over there, Sean, are you?
I'm not.
Don't put
Tiamat
now,
9,
man.
12.
You might make us.
I don't think the dice would have landed on me if he was putting.
I literally rolled a 12 on the 40-10, and I just rolled. I can take a picture if you want. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 on the 46.
All right,
and I have to subtract 15 from each, don't I?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm assuming my concentration has been broken.
There's no way you could have made that concentration.
I mean, that's
save.
A lot of damage to keep concentration through.
You just
there is a roll you can make to see if she holds it.
Yeah, it's half damage, though, and she took, like, 90. Oh, yeah. So it would have been, like, a 47 save DC.
Good luck finding me.
She is beside Nulara's charred remains.
Fuck,
when you
too
put it
soon,
like that.
Russ,
God. Yeah, it's really soon.
It was, like, 12 seconds ago.
I came over literally to be, like, my fallen friend. The charred remains of my fallen friend.
Dungeons and Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production. The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
How much do you know about cryonic preservation?
Cryonic preservation?
The preservation of human beings at extreme low temperature.
You mean like Walt Disney?
No, I swear to God, if you say anything about Walt Disney's frozen head, I'm hanging up this phone right now.
Swear to me you've never heard of the Red Valley Sea Bolt until I just told you.
I swear.
You swear?
Could you take your hand off my knee?
Look, Warren, if they're sending the Butter Wouldn't Melt new boy looking for Red Valley, it'll be for a reason. Trust me. People are losing their lives in this company.
We pulled him out too soon.
He is awakening exactly as we planned.
He's dying on me!
We're all murderers here. Bryony, you, me, that doorman probably. Guy on the corner there with the neck tattoo. I bet he's killed someone.
Would you like to cut his head off?
I'm sorry.
The saw is funny.
Gordon, why are you sharing this stuff with me? Why are you smiling?
I don't know. I smile when things get awkward.
Get in your golden bullet, pick me up.
You want to go to Red Valley?
You want to go to Red Valley?
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley is available on all podcast providers. Do you want to continue?